much of Colorado is moving into the safer at home phase of the state's response to the coronavirus outbreak. Non-essential businesses reopened on Monday with curbside pickup, and other services can resume on Friday. But what about consumers? Just because they can get out and shop again, will they? KUNC's Stephanie Daniel looks at the impact coronavirus is having on Northern Colorado residents.
Opinions vary widely, but when I asked for his thoughts on safer at home, Rafe Brocks was quick to respond.
I'm a big fan. I'd prefer that we had kept the let's stay maximally distant for a little bit longer, but the safer at home thing sounds like a gentle step towards normalcy, but not forcing everyone's hand.
Brocks lives in Loveland and works for the USDA in Fort Collins. The past few weeks have been a stressful time for him. He's been at home with his cats, working off a tiny laptop.
And plus there's the extended worry of my elderly father is across the country and I obviously can't go visit him. My girlfriend is high risk and in Texas, I can't go visit her.
If I think about the psychological toll that this pandemic has taken on people.
That's Nicole Teal. She's a counselor at Sheridan Health Services, which is run by the University of Colorado College of Nursing.
It's presented as fear, anxiety. It could even be traumatic for folks and cause some trauma to them.
The coronavirus pandemic has affected people on many levels, she says. There's the economic impact of being unemployed or potentially losing a job.
Which, if you think of those pieces, can certainly affect also confidence, self-worth, sense of purpose right now.
Lack of human interaction has also dramatically changed our daily lives. Teal says there's a spectrum. Some people thrive on being out and about, while others are homebodies. But the coronavirus forced everyone into the same stay-at-home box.
But just knowing that that option has been taken away for them to do more if they wanted to can be scary.
The next phase of safer at home begins on Friday. That's when retail and personal services can open to the public only after implementing the proper safety measures.
They're asking customers to have a mask on prior to entering the salon.
Mary Guyden lives in Fort Collins and works at Colorado State University. Her stylist reached out to her last week to schedule an appointment. She set one up and then got cold feet.
I texted my stylist this morning and just said, you know, it's not you, it's me. and I think I'd rather just wait a couple weeks to kind of see how this plays out. And she wrote back right away and said, I totally understand.
If people are unsure about getting their hair cut or dog groomed, Nicole Teal recommends listing the pros and cons of such action or using a scale from 1 to 10.
What is the risk in your mind, the perceived risk? If 10 is super risky and 1 is not risky at all, where would you place yourself?
Greeley resident Chad Gimmestad would probably choose an 8 or a 9 right now. He and his family have been striving for zero contact. Gimmestad is an essential federal employee. He goes to work in Boulder, gets gas once a week, and essential items are either picked up or delivered.
At this point, we're not really planning on changing much until we know that this is going okay. It still feels like the threat hasn't really changed that much. If you look at the numbers, it's not that much different from a month ago.
During Safer at Home, Teal says people will fall into three categories. Fearless folks who can't wait to get into a store, people who are still fearful and anxious and stay at home, and then there are those in the middle who will venture out but with caution.
Folks who will go out for essential services and maybe for some non-essential services, maybe more social time, we'll see those folks with gloves on and masks on.
Safer at Home doesn't apply to all Colorado residents right now. Some counties and cities are more restrictive and have extended their stay-at-home orders until May 8th. This includes Denver and Sheridan Castro and her family.
I feel like Denver looks very different than other parts of the state. And at least where I'm living in a community that's predominantly people of color.
Castro is referring to recent data that shows residents of color are disproportionately affected by COVID-19. So she's happy Mayor Michael Hancock extended the order.
I was really proud of him for taking that step.
As a woman of color with asthma, she won't be taking any risks. Castro will continue her daily cleaning regimen, and she, her husband, and two young sons will keep wearing masks.
My family won't stop taking our precautions until we're convinced that there is either a treatment or a vaccine.
Phase 3 of Safer at Home begins on May 4th. That's when offices can reopen with 50% in-person staffing, and childcare facilities can also reopen or expand. All businesses must follow the requirements issued by the state. Stephanie Daniel, KUNC.